Deep within the dark recesses of a cave in Central Texas, we come across a man who voices his opinion on everything and welcomes all to join him in his conversations.
Hey, damn kids, get off my lawn!
Well, at least he plays good music.
Hey, all you crazy cave... Hey, all you crazy cave dwellers. Welcome again to another Views from the Cave. Have I got a treat for you. Surfing over on the Podsafe Music Network, I came across a band that I swear I've heard on the radio before. And doing a little checking in on them, yes, in fact, they have switched labels. This band I heard a couple times on the radio, and the singer's voice is very distinctive. You hear him, and you think, oh, it's just something that you can't get out of your head. And then you go and you look on the web, and you find out all about the band. And I might have seen a couple times flipping through the channels late at night over on MTV a video for them. Or maybe it was on Much Music. But anyway, Coheed and Cambria is on the Podsafe Music Network. And they've put two songs up. And tonight I'll be playing their song, A Favor, House Atlantic. They're on Equal Vision Records. You can check them out over on the Podsafe Music Network. And we're going to get it started with their song tonight. And I'll be over in a couple, tell you a story, tell you about the dipshit of the week, and we'll play some extra special Podsafe music tonight. So here we go with Coheed and Cambria's A Favor for House Atlantic.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? A major label band that's had nationwide exposure is on the PawSafe Music Network. That's just cool to me. So, this week, yep, something did piss me off. Not as much as usual, but something sure did just, you know, rub me the wrong way. Is my own damn self. That's right. My own damn self pissed my own damn self off. So, I own my own business, and I pay myself through a check into my personal account. And I do about $300 a month to myself so I can pay my bills and eat groceries. So, this month, I wrote myself a check, wrote out the deposit slip, went to the bank, and put it in, along with some other deposits that were going into my business account. Well, the deposit slip I was using was a business account deposit slip. So the check that I was depositing wasn't going to me, it was going to my business. That is a huge accounting mistake. I've been in talks with my accountant that does all the books and stuff for my business, and it's been a little bit of a hassle. Also a really big pain in the ass. So, you know, you'd think, you know, a one-man business, I'd be a little organized. No, I'm not. I'm a mess. I know where all my stuff is, but when I'm in a hurry writing a check and I'm going to the bank, because the bank is 15 minutes away, I have to drive to the next town over to deposit money in my bank. And I wanted to get out the door fast, running a little behind schedule. And I wrote the deposit on the wrong deposit slip. So now I've got all that straightened out. I've got all my business stuff on one side of the room and all my personal stuff on the other. So hopefully that'll never happen again. Hopefully, you know, knock on wood. So hopefully. So here we go. I'm going to play another song for you. Again, off of Equal Vision Records. It's Alex Is On Fire and their song Accidents. Rock out to this one, folks. So, this week, we do have a dipshit of the week. I had one comment on the website for Hillary, but we all know Hillary's a dipshit, so we're going to focus in on someone that many people might not consider a dipshit. Kanye West. I like to pronounce his name Kane West, just because I don't like his name. Also, if you've ever heard this man talk, he's just a complete idiot. You know, when he was at the Grammys, he made a total ass of himself. Yeah, he might sing good. I don't like his music. I don't know many people that do like his music. But he was, you know, up on stage giving his speech. He was backstage, you know. He's just got this look of, you know, I'm the best. Why, you know, everyone loves me, you know, and I know it. I've got $30 million, you know, I make $30 million a day, you know. I need more money. I've read a quote from this guy saying, you know, I don't support piracy because I need the money so I can have a second pool in my summer house. You know, what kind of shit is that? You know, you're a fucking millionaire. You don't need a... God, it's just... It's incredibly, incredibly lame when you're a fucking business star and you're a music star and this... The shit that comes out of this man's mouth is just absolutely horrid. It's worse than the shit that comes out of my mouth most of the time. Read another quote. The guy thinks he should be in the Bible. You know, he thinks he's good enough to be in that book. You know, I may not be the most religious person, but isn't that heresy? You know, can't we kill this guy for that? Can't the Spanish Inquisition just, you know, pop up? You know, because we never expect them to pop up. Maybe he can just pop up and kill this guy. That'd be great. I wouldn't mind it. I don't think many people would. So before I go off and, you know, do anything that I'd regret, I got another song for you. It's Berman and No One Understands. They've got a website out. They've got a couple CDs for sale. Now that I've got my bank account all straightened out, I'm going to be picking up a couple of their CDs. They're pretty cool. I hope you all enjoy them. It's Berman and their song No One Understands.
Without me, maybe one day we'll see things the same. Feeling sorry I ever felt this way. Feeling sorry with no one else to blame.
I'm feeling fine with this head full of dreams. Michael and Evo's Slice of Sci-Fi.
For the latest news and information in science fiction, TV, and movies,
Michael and Evo's Slice of Sci-Fi.
What the?
If you're watching it on TV or spending too much money for it at the drive-thru, it's on
Michael and Evo's Slice of Sci-Fi.
Aw, for the love of Pete, not again.
Weekly podcasts, stimulating interviews, and...
Meningay, what are you doing?
I'm making a promo.
You're jacking around with the vocal effects, aren't you?
Well, maybe a little.
What did I tell you about that? This does nothing, nothing, I tell you, for our image problem.
Yeah, but it's for other sci-fi related shows to run.
I don't care. Tell them to visit the website. Tell them to listen to the show. That's it. Now, don't make me come back in here.
Fine. Some pod Yoda you are. Please visit our website at sliceofsci-fi.com and be sure to listen to
Michael and Evo's Slice of Sci-Fi.
So there's a couple other, what I've dubbed patio dramas. They're like old radio dramas, but they're put out in podcast form, meaning it's just an MP3 file that's updated through an RSS feed. That's basically what a podcast is. It's pretty cool, but there's a couple of them out there. There's one, it's Children of the Gods. You can find them at childrenofthegods.net or just search Children of the Gods on iTunes. It's a sci-fi drama. It's set in the future, you know, future Earth. Aliens have invaded Earth, and Earth is advanced to where they've moved out into the stars. Earth is kind of a wasteland, and you know, it's really cool. It's got a very awesome soundscape in the background. You know, sound effects and music, and it's told in a first-person view. The guy's thoughts moves the story along, the main character's thoughts, whose name is slipping my mind at the moment. But his thoughts move the story along, and the rest of the conversations, you know, it's written very well. It's got very good writing and keeps me totally entertained for the half hour that I'm listening to it. Another one of the pod dramas that's up is called Silent Universe. And this one touts itself as a science fiction terrorist crime drama. It's also set in future Earth and out in the stars, out in Mars and whatnot. This one's a monthly podcast. They're going to do one new every month, but it's got its own little certain twist. It's going to be fan-driven. So you go to their website, and you can influence the story on how it goes. The first one was pretty good. It had a commercial halfway through of it, and it kind of threw me at first, but the story was good enough that I didn't mind being told to go to Gamefly and rent games. But it was good. I liked it. And I think you can find that one by searching... Oh, damn, it slipped my mind. You can go to that one by searching Silent Universe in iTunes or Silent Universe on Google. Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard to find. So that's a little review for this week. I'm going to end it with one song and be back in a couple to close it out. This is Batoon and their song Still off the PodSafe Music Network.
I'm out this now. Oh, yeah. somewhere. I still don't believe that I could find you.
That's the show for this week. You can get in touch with me by emailing me at gorbash@podomatic.com, leaving a comment on my podcast page at gorbash.podomatic.com. You can find all those links in the show notes. You can also call my voice comment line at 206-984-0617. That's 206-984-0617. I appreciate your comments. I've gotten some good ones. I've gotten some no comments. I get a lot of no comments from all of you. It'd be nice to have some comments. You can vote for me over at Podcast Pickle and Podcast Alley. Those votes are highly appreciated. You know, those votes move me up in the lists, and if I can get more listeners, I can move off of this free server and start using some of the bandwidth that I pay for already. But I like this Podomatic webpage, and I plan to use it as long as possible. Because I'm a cheap bastard. So, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. There's a whole lot of other good podcasts out there. And you just happen to tune into mine every week. And I appreciate it a whole lot. So, email me, comment on me, call my voicemail line. I'll see you next week. Over and out.